Good morning, and thank you for joining us for today's public information briefing. I'm Frederick County Executive Jan Gardner. Today, I'm providing an update on COVID-19 in Frederick County. So even as we begin to resume more of our regular events and daily activities, the COVID-19 virus remains with us. And in fact, if we have a high transmission, the virus continues to spread in our community and cause terrible pain and suffering. Because so much of the pain and suffering from this pandemic is taking place inside hospitals and outside of public view, it's somewhat easy to believe that we are no longer needing to keep our guard up. In fact, when I tell people, when I see them out and about, how many people are in the hospital, they are surprised. So the picture inside of our local hospital and in hospitals all around the nation shows that we are far from being in the clear. So let's take a look at where things stand in Frederick County. Over the past week, there have been 382 new cases of COVID confirmed in Frederick County. As you can see from this graph, we are still seeing as many new cases as we experienced in January. And in January and December, we had our highest peak of COVID transmission and cases in the county. So we're really not in a very good place. Frederick County and almost all the counties in Maryland are experiencing high rates of community transmission, as tracked by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So we remain in the red zone, the highest risk category, as does most of the state. You can see that Montgomery and Howard are in the substantial transmission area. So this is concerning because so many large events have resumed in our community, which provides greater opportunity for the virus to spread. Because of our high transmission rate, the CDC is recommending that everyone wear a mask inside public spaces, and that includes people who have already been vaccinated. So as of today, there are 22,691 total cases of COVID-19 in Frederick County from the beginning of the pandemic to today. We've had an increase of 43 new cases in the past 24 hours, and unfortunately, we've had one death in the past 24 hours. Our positivity rates stands at 4.6%, slightly higher than the statewide average of 4.38%. The county's 7-day average of new cases stands at 17.45 cases for every 100,000 people, which is a little bit better than the state average of 20.09. The state average is being driven by incredibly high rates in some of our rural counties. Frederick County's case rate is the highest among the state's Big Eight population counties. So that's not a positive statistic for me to share. And we are seeing outbreaks in many types of settings. So 18 of our schools are reporting to have an outbreak, and that includes a number of our public and private schools of all age levels. Five of our nursing homes appear on the state COVID's dashboard this week, and there are confirmed cases among both staff and inmates at the Adult Detention Center, which has an outbreak. Details about outbreaks can be found on the state's website, coronavirus.maryland.gov, and on FCPS data dashboard, fcps.org/dashboard. So you can keep track of the data locally, you keep track of it statewide, and you can keep track of it on at the school system. But again, our most significant outbreak at the moment is at the detention center. What concerns me most about the situation in Frederick County is the ongoing impact the virus is having on our healthcare workers, particularly those who work at our local hospital, Frederick Health Hospital. Currently, there are 31 people with COVID who are hospitalized, down from 34 yesterday, and 6 in the ICU, down from 7 yesterday. Now, it's important to remember that there are also other patients who are normally in the hospital being treated for illnesses and injuries, and we are approaching flu season. So while it may seem that 6 or 7 people in the ICU is a small number when the ICU has 18 beds, the reality is that there are at least twice as many patients as there would normally be, and that it does create some strain for the staff. The hospital is now sharing information each week on the percentage of patients who are unvaccinated, partially vaccinated, and fully vaccinated, and they share that on the Frederick Health Facebook page. As you can see, the majority of patients are unvaccinated. The nurses, doctors, and other healthcare workers are certainly overworked, and they're weary because they've been dealing with this for about a year and a half. And they know vaccines could prevent most of the severe illness from the people they are struggling now to take care of. The hospital's leadership has asked us to do what we can to encourage more people to get vaccinated. At Frederick County government, within government, we're looking at ways to incentivize vaccination among our own staff. Some of our employees have stepped up to share why they believe it is important to be vaccinated, and I'd like to share a short clip of one of their stories. So let's hear from Avante, who works in Family Partnership of Frederick County.
My name is Avante Gabriel. I'm a services specialist with Family Partnership of Frederick. And I would consider myself a high-risk individual when it comes to the possibility of contracting COVID-19. I am asthmatic. I do have a compromised immune system. I'm still in the process of diagnosing exactly what this immunological problem is that I have. But I certainly am capable of catching, I think, the virus a little bit more than other people my age. I know for people who are younger, they seem to think, well, oh, I can't catch this, or I'm gonna bounce back from it quicker, but not everyone's the same, and it might not always be the case. I wanted to get the vaccine to be just the safest or most cautious possible. I wasn't sure at first. Of course, as an African American, I think it's fair to have our caution and our sort of reluctance to get the vaccine because of the history that we've gone through. It was important for me to try to do whatever I could to slow the spread, not contract the virus or have symptoms that would debilitate me or pass it on to other people who are at risk. We set models for the community and this, you know, the local Frederick community. And it's important that if we want to deliver services to our local community, that we are in the best shape to be able to continue to do so, and that we're setting these examples so that we're encouraging members of the community to also get vaccinated. We want to be able to continue staying open now that we have reopened, and it's really hurting low income or at-risk populations when we're not able to do everything we can in person. So I think it's very important, especially for the clients we work with and just your coworkers in those shared spaces, that you are doing whatever you can to prevent that transmission of the virus.
So, I want to thank Avante for telling her story. She's not alone in encouraging her coworkers and others to be vaccinated. I do think she makes two key points. One, getting vaccinated helps us to keep our operations and our businesses open. And also the point that younger people who may think that they will bounce back if they get the virus also need to get vaccinated. We've seen the lowest rates of vaccinations among young people. And we are seeing a trend that people in our hospital are trending younger. So we've heard stories from many of our other employees. A foreman at the county's transfer station at the landfill told us he tested positive for COVID last year before vaccines were available. Like many, he lost his sense of smell and he still has not regained it. Smell is one of the ways employees detect fire and waste that's brought to the transfer station. So he's concerned that he may not find something smoldering in time to stop a blaze. So it does infect people in interesting and unique ways. Once a vaccine became available, this employee certainly went out and received his vaccine, in part to protect not just himself, but his elderly parents. We all need to do our part to protect our loved ones, our parents, our grandparents, and of course the children who are too young to be able to qualify for the vaccine. We need to protect them as well. Now, in the past month, we have lost 11 more people in our community to the COVID-19 virus. We had 6 deaths in Frederick County last week. We've had 2 this week, 1 in the last 24 hours. And sadly, more than 10,000 Marylanders have died from COVID. So when I tell people that we had 6 deaths last week and 2 so far this week, again, they're surprised. And again, I will say that the people who are being hospitalized, many of whom are unvaccinated, are also younger, because a higher percentage of our older people are fully vaccinated. So the vaccine is the best defense to protect our friends and our family. Now, the federal government has issued an order that requires all businesses with 100 or more employees to require proof of vaccination. And that will certainly apply to Frederick County government and to many other businesses and entities in our community. We're waiting for details to be released by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. So let me be clear, the surge we are experiencing right now is largely caused by people who are not vaccinated. So while vaccinated people can still get COVID, they are much less likely to become seriously ill from the virus or to require hospitalization. An overwhelming percentage of hospitalized COVID patients are unvaccinated. This is true locally and at the state level as well as nationally. Now, we do have good news in Frederick County. We have a relatively high vaccination rate. 62.6% of our community is fully vaccinated, and that counts everybody, whether they're eligible or not. 75% of eligible people in our community, those 12 and older, are fully vaccinated. Now, when you look at the most vulnerable age group, those people 65 and older, the numbers do look even better. 91% are fully vaccinated. I think that is quite impressive. And it certainly demonstrates that our older generation has made this a choice, a conscious choice, regardless of their backgrounds and beliefs. They are going to go out and get vaccinated because they know it is the right thing to do to protect their health. So I do want to thank everyone who has been vaccinated. Not only are you protecting your own health and the health of your family, you're protecting our entire community, including protecting our children under the age of 12 who are not yet eligible for the vaccine, and certainly others in our midst who may be immunocompromised. So there are approximately 49,000 adults in Frederick County who have not yet been vaccinated, and that may be for a variety of reasons. So if you've been putting off getting the vaccine, please do not wait any longer. We really want to tamp down the illness and the death in our community. The county continues to offer vaccines at our Oak Street Clinic and at numerous locations from Emmitsburg to Brunswick. Vaccines are also widely available at doctor's offices and at pharmacies. You can find dates, times, and locations for all upcoming health department vaccine clinics at health.frederickcountymd.gov. If you have not been vaccinated yet, now is the time. There's no better time than now to go out and get vaccinated. People with severely compromised immune systems can receive a third dose of the vaccine at the health department, as well as at a lot of local pharmacies. You'll not be asked to provide a doctor's note, but you are asked to bring your original vaccination card. Now, yesterday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, amended the emergency use authorization for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to allow for use of a single booster dose to be administered at least 6 months after the completion of the primary series for certain individuals. Boosters are not currently being offered yet, though, but probably soon. A few important steps need to take place before boosters for Pfizer become available in Frederick County. The CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which is ACIP, will need to make a recommendation on the FDA update. Pharmacies and private businesses may take additional time to make sure they update their processes. So we will update, the health department will update their website as soon as they are able to start giving Pfizer boosters through the local health department vaccination clinics to eligible groups. Now, if you received the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine, there is no update yet on when boosters will be available, but we'll certainly share that information when it's available. People who are immunocompromised are eligible for a third dose of Pfizer and Moderna. So, and I know that is happening in our community. So again, we need to do everything within our power to slow the spread of COVID or the risk from overwhelming our healthcare system. This includes abiding by restrictions that places of employment may have put in place to require masks or to limit public contact. Please follow those rules when you're out and about. At Frederick County Government, we continue to lead by example because cases and transmission rates remain high, as well as hospitalizations. Frederick County office buildings will remain open by appointment only until at least November 1st. And masks will continue to be required to be worn inside our buildings in all public spaces and in shared office space. This follows CDC recommendations that everyone, including vaccinated people, wear masks indoors in areas when there are high transmission rates. And so if transmission rates will have to go from high, past substantial, down to moderate before we'll see that a lot of that change. So my message today is don't let your guard down. Carefully consider whether you should be gathering in large groups inside. And outside events, while certainly safer than inside ones, still possess some risk, particularly if they're crowded. So residents should try to stay informed from an official, trustworthy source. And, you know, some people would say that, you know, listening to your local health department or your county officials is not a trustworthy source. But I would tell you, call your doctor or your primary care physician if you really want to get good advice on what choices you should make. If you want to learn more about the status of COVID-19 in Frederick County, you can check our COVID dashboard each weekday after 10 a.m. The information there is updated on our local vaccination efforts, new cases, hospitalizations, positivity rates, and more. You can find the dashboard at frederickcountymd.gov/COVIDstats. I do really want to encourage people to recognize that the virus is still here. There's still high transmission. To do your part to help reduce the spread and to help really make sure that those people working in our local hospitals here in Frederick County and around our area do not have to see you there. Frederick County is certainly resilient. We'll get through this if we work together for the greater good. So COVID-19 has affected our daily lives for far too long. So again, I know there's frustration out there, but get vaccinated. It's the number one thing you can do to protect yourself and your families and to reduce the spread of the virus. Thank you for joining us for today's public information briefing. Stay safe, get vaccinated, and buy local. Thank you. We're adjourned.